For the last number of years, I mean, as far back as 2009, their joint policing committee meetings, we had discussed, you know, along with the superintendent and all the members, the possibility of maybe installing CCTV cameras in some parts of Buncrana. We had a couple of our joint policing committee members go to Letterkenny, and they met with Sergeant Paul Wallace, and he gave them a tour of the Letterkenny facility, and they were very impressed with it. And you know, it's probably saved the council money, you know, and damages maybe done by vandalism, and it has the potential to save our council a lot of money as well. I would hope now that we would get Chamber of Commerce, Tidy Towns, all the local bodies in the town together and get their views on it, and hopefully come up with a model that will, you know, benefit the people of Buncrana in the long term.
In terms of the Letterkenny project, it began when there was substantial funding made available from government. Now, there isn't as comprehensive a funding programme nationally available at this point. Really, the question facing Buncrana and the problem facing Buncrana is going to be, where do you get that initial cash injection that's going to actually spark off the purchase of cameras and the setting up of the system?
That's definitely a point, Donald. And as far as I know, Letterkenny at the time, you know, the Chamber were the lead agency in it, and they got support from Letterkenny Town Council, and also I think they applied to Pubble for funding. So I don't know where, you know, if any of that's available to us at the moment. But again, that's the type of stuff that we'll be looking into whenever we get the groups together.